When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back. Connor Happer, Josh Hodson with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. We are joined now on the 42 Degrees The Source hotline by Omaha's busiest man, Marty Cordero, the president of the of Union Omaha and the Omaha Storm Chasers. Marty, hello. How are you?
Breathing.
That's good. That's a positive thing.
Yeah. You know, I never leave, and I got out of here with my wife and some friends last week for a few days. So I come back to this, and this is quite a sports week.
Yeah.
Pacers six-game set against the Marlins, Triple-A team Jacksonville tomorrow as we honor a legend, 93-year-old Jack McKeon, on Saturday night as we retire his jersey. It's going to be awesome. First fireworks show of the year. Star Wars night next Friday, and same day we actually going to pull double duty. It'll be the first time in the 14 years of the ballpark that we will actually host Nebraska State High School tournament, baseball tournament, and Storm Chasers baseball on the same day. And we'll do it 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and then, oh yeah, we're in the next round of U.S. Open Cup as we welcome a Major League Soccer team for the first time in the metro and the state's history on Wednesday night. So there's just a little bit going on. And I tell you, we're honored and privileged to be able to play a part in all those roles.
So first of all, give us context on how this is even possible. I think we did a pretty good job of telling the story of the U.S. Open Cup last year when, you know, people are still trying to get their arms around soccer a little bit and how it works. But specifically to get the home match with an MLS team, which is a level or two above, like how did this all come together in the context of what you guys are setting up on Wednesday?
Well, we had to win our first three matches in the tournament to be a smartass. That's the first thing that had to happen.
Good
and
start.
Then when the next draw happened, it was just part of being in, U.S. soccer. They try to align teams throughout the country best they can geographically to at least, I wouldn't say limit, but maybe to make travel as efficient as possible. And because Sporting and some of the other MLS clubs, you know, are in this Midwest region, we happen to be in their air quotes pod. And when the draw happened a couple weeks back, we were drawn as host. I believe Las Vegas is hosting LAFC, and we're hosting, obviously, SKC. Those are the only two USL teams hosting an MLS club in this round. So we're excited about it. We're honored. Obviously, we played at SKC a couple of years ago.
Yep.
In our run. This is a different team, different squad. It's at home. We really like playing at Coniglia. So we're excited. We want fans to come be loud and be proud to support this momentous event, and more importantly, support Coach Casciato's Owls, who have been out on the pitch eight different times over three different, you know, with the Jägermeister Cup, now with the league,
yeah,
regular season League One, as well as U.S. Open Cup, you know, three different entities the club has yet to lose this year. So it's quite a start yet again for the Owls.
Yeah, not bad. They've certainly, you know, taken a stronghold in the city. Like a soccer home field advantage. I'm picturing a soccer home field advantage unlike many others or any others that we've probably seen in the metro. If we can really get this thing going on Wednesday, like, that is the goal, right? Because there will be Sporting Kansas City fans who make the drive up I-29, but you want to try and keep as many of them out as possible. and make it a true, like, Union Omaha, let's embrace this thing. Like, I'm super excited just to see what it looks and feels like in a match of that caliber on Wednesday night.
We are as well, and we can't just look at zip codes and guess where SKC fans are coming from.
Right. Because yeah, they're here, too.
They are here, much like the Chiefs and Royals have Omaha, in some regard, is their second largest fan base. SKC is the same here, from a Major League Soccer perspective. So we don't know how many SKC fans will be there, but what we do know is there are a few tickets left. If you are a supporter of what goes on in this state, and if you have not yet been to a Union Omaha match, this is your chance. For those out there that say, I'm not supporting professional soccer in the Metro because they play in a baseball stadium, I won't judge that attitude. I hear it at least two or three times a week from people because they're waiting on the new stadium. Well, here's your chance. Major League Soccer, playing Division III soccer club here, your club, this is your chance to come and support and show us, show the city and show the state, why you think a downtown soccer-specific facility is important, and not just waiting until 2026 to be able to do that. Let's do it at Coniglia. And, like I said, we have a few tickets remaining for this Wednesday, 7 o'clock kick. I get all my teams mixed up.
Yeah,
7 o'clock kick at Coniglia.
So you've now been a part of these, like, historic kind of, sports events in our town for a long time. Now it's the first time an MLS team will play in the state of Nebraska, I think, which will be really cool and kind of groundbreaking for the state. I mean, we've seen the Royals be in Omaha and play an exhibition game. I mean, countless other things. This will just go, like, on the list of things that you've been involved in. But this is really cool because it's been, for Union Omaha, it's kind of soccer from the ground up. Not that there's, not a strong soccer hold in the city already, but it was kind of waiting to be shown. This is a really, really good opportunity, I think, to continue to build that thing. And then at the same time, for you, Marty, and others, like, have another really cool historic event. There will be pictures hanging up in the new stadium of this, I think, for a long time, I would guess.
Yeah, and let's hope it's not just pictures of the crowd. Let's hope it's also a picture of the scoreboard. So,
yeah,
look, everything you said is accurate. And, whether it was the first regular season game that, we worked in concert with, MLB and the Royals to bring that game back in 2019 downtown, or, exhibition that happened here, even though it got snowed out in 18 and we brought it back in 19, so there are a lot of those things that have happened, and, they don't happen without great sponsors and great partners. And, FNBO is presenting the match on Wednesday night, and we give them great credit and thanks for what they do for the community. But look, this is about fans. And again, I urge, if you're a Union Omaha fan and you haven't gotten your tickets, buy them. And if you haven't seen a Union Omaha match yet, buy them. Ticket office is open now, 402-738-5100. If you want to talk to someone live on the phone, like I like to do when I buy my tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, you can go to unionomaha.com right now. I believe there's around 50 of the chairback seats there at Coniglia left. And I think we've got right around 500 left of the bleachers and berm tickets remaining. So, if you want to get a seat with a chair back, I would urge you to do it within the next hour because those are going to be gone. And it's going to be a great night. Looks like the weather.
I was going to say, that's the last thing. The weather looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does. It's been a tough, few weeks, obviously, with what happened on the Chaser side, having the first four consecutive rainouts in the modern era over the last 20-something years last week, which was bizarre. But, from a soccer perspective, we weren't without, challenging weather last week either. It rained in and around our matches, and we're looking forward to getting out on the pitch. And I know the squad has been playing great, and we look forward to that welcoming SKC.
How do you feel about where the downtown soccer thing is at right now? Like, what's been the reception from not only soccer fans, people that, that you've gotten, and where are we at right now with that process?
Well, you know, we were included in LB 1317, which the governor signed a couple weeks ago, which allows for state support now to participate in the project. You know, where we are now is visiting with a variety of multi project, you know, development partners, and multifamily and residential partners as well. So the development side, the parallel side of the project, is moving forward. So I hate to say, you know, we're done. We're not done. We still have some steps to go, but you know, we're, you know, 75%, 80%, 85% there. And, you know, if you asked me a year ago, I would have told you we were 15% or 20%. So
yeah,
you know, we're making up ground, and what we do is put our head down and we go to work. Sometimes it's not pretty, sometimes it is, but the one thing that has been happening is there is a growing support for the project from a community leader's and a state leader's perspective. And projects can only be successful, or as successful as they can be, you know, when people work together. And, you know, I think that's the one thing about this. It's been methodical, as we started this back in April of 21, and we're going to continue along that path.
Yeah, you need one thing that you need is I think just, you know, period of time, first of all, with the establishment of Union Omaha, people to know about it. I've also been thinking lately, just and then what this match Wednesday, I think, will kind of mean for this, what the U.S. Open Cup last year meant for this, just kind of the brand of Union Omaha. How have you seen that expand over the last, you know, 1 year especially, but two and three, and then you apply that to getting things off the ground for a downtown stadium?
Great question. You know, we don't get 2020 back, and 2021
right,
was not ideal either. So had we known what was coming on May 1st of 2019, we would not have announced we were starting a soccer franchise. So
right,
this franchise, for the most part, was started in a vacuum. And you don't want to do that when you rely on fans and people to come, you know, be with other people they don't know. You know, COVID was tough. So really, that Open Cup run was kind of our national and to some degree international. We were selling merchandise internationally, and we were the darlings of U.S. soccer in 22. And, you know, last year, we didn't have the deep run, but, you know, obviously the best squad, you know, from the beginning of the season to the end, although we ended up not getting it done in the playoffs. So it was another solid team to great team. So, you know, I think this just continues to build the brand that is Union Omaha. And, you know, it is, you know, we liken, people ask it, what level of soccer is this? They always want to ask about affiliation. Well, the soccer world's not quite like the baseball world.
Yeah.
However, you know, we're League One championship. We're League One, USL League One. USL Championship is a level above us, you know, in markets like Oklahoma City, Memphis, Sacramento, if you will. You know, that's the league we do aspire to be at one day. So right now you would consider us as kind of double A soccer, you know, and the league above us would be triple A. So we're two notches below Sporting Kansas City. And, you know, we knocked off two MLS clubs in 22.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this squad is eager to do that again.
Hey, Marty Cordero, the president of the Omaha Storm Chasers and Union Omaha. Once again, Union on Wednesday hosting Sporting Kansas City in the U.S. Open Cup. Go to UnionOmaha.com for your tickets there. Or unless you're like Marty and you like to call someone, you could also do that as well. Marty, we'll let you go on this, by the way. How nice is it? I know you got all this stuff going on, but you also have a winning baseball team. I imagine that helps just the general vibe and mood around there as well.
Yeah, you know, first place in the West of the IL and second place overall. For those that don't know, AAA went to a first and second half type setup. So whoever wins the overall International League first half, you know, you'll be hosting. So, you know, we're a game and a half back. Unfortunately, they're going to be announced. They haven't announced it. They're going to be announcing shortly here today that two of the three games that we lost against Indianapolis are going to be canceled, not postponed, and they're going to reschedule one when we go to Indy later this month. So it's going to be two games could make a difference in that first half, mm-hmm. you know, without having those two games to be made up. But look, what's happened in Kansas City obviously has allowed players that needed more seasoning or more time, more at bats, more innings to stay here. And I know you and I spoke about that, you know, a couple weeks ago, but it continues to prove out. And, you know, Devin Mann was just announced as the International League, you know, hitter of the week. I think that's our second hitter of the week for the year so far this year. And, you know, this is a good squad. If you like baseball and you want to see some of the future Royals, they're here. Last year's future Royals were already in Kansas City because, you know, they had so many holes and they were not that deep. But, you know, when you go out and sign a Seth Lugo and you go out and go get Hunter Renfro and, you know, you six or seven other free agent signings and look what they did with the back end of the bullpen, rebuilt it virtually. That has allowed players to stay here. And then it's the same thing, AA and on down the line. So it's an exciting year. Mike Gerschle is here, his calming influence. You know, I would be surprised if this team is not competitive to the end. And then of course we talked about Union, and then we've got state high school baseball. So three different championship caliber things happening at Werner and mm-hmm. in the Metro this week. And you know, we're fortunate to be at the center of it.
Werner Park, where winners are. Whoa. You should put it on the banner out front.
Yeah, I like that. Instead of Wendy Werner, it could be Winning Werner. I like that. Or it could just be both.
Could be both. It definitely works both ways, that's for sure. Marty, thanks as always. Good luck. This will be so much fun on Wednesday. Such a cool deal. And I hope everybody gets a chance to go and see what Union Omaha is all about. Appreciate it.
Well, look, appreciate you guys having me on and supporting local sports. And you know what? Buy tickets, community. And, you know, we'll be there. And, you know, check a website. UnionOmaha.com for all game day information and any parking information related to in and around UNO since school is still in session. So we want to be courteous to our partners there as well.
Very good. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Take care.
Marty Cordera, the president of Union Omaha and the Omaha Storm Chasers. I can't stress this enough. Like, this is cool. This is, you know, it's like for soccer, for American soccer, it is almost what Omaha did a few years ago when they played the Royals Tigers game down there. Like we have a big time sporting event.
That's right.
Here in Omaha. And so go check out tickets, and it supports Union Omaha, the brand. And don't just wait. Like I think what Marty said there is what he hears a lot from soccer fans is like, the Union Omaha team is very good. And they are kind of wedged into a baseball park out there in Papillion. And they do a great job, and they've created a nice little home field advantage out there as well. But then they say, like, hey, we'll go when we get a soccer stadium. Like, when you go and support the team, then you get the soccer stadium. Mm-hmm. It's not just one and then the other. You have to, you got to be there before they build it, right? So that's an important deal, and having a great showing on Wednesday at Canigloo Field, I think, goes a long way, because that's when the lights are on. That's when the spotlight's on you. So this will be really cool. They had the really deep run 2 years ago in the U.S. Open Cup. And then last year, I believe won a match or two again last year, ended up losing to an MLS team last year. And you got the regional rivalry, regional aspect with Sporting KC. I can't wait to see. So remember the Nebrinoy kid?
Oh, yeah.
The Nebrinoy kid. What about the Union KC kid?
Union KC kid?
Union KC mm-hmm. or Sporting Omaha.
Sporting Omaha, yeah.
Sporting Union, yeah. Get that kid out there.
Why not?
A half Union shirt, a half Sporting shirt. That's really cool. Tickets, UNO, or I'm sorry, UnionOmaha.com. It's on campus at UNO on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Weather looks good. Get out there and support as the Union Omaha brand takes off more and more each year. We'll be back with more next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.